Hearing is conditional use number 2537, Ryan Brower.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a general trade contracting business with office and storage to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Sussex County containing 1.73 acres more or less. The property is lying on the southeast side of Pettyjohn Road, which is Sussex County Route 255, approximately 0.65 mile northeast of Prettyman Road, which is Sussex County Route 254, the 911 address 18113 Prettyman Road, Milton, and the tax parcel ID is District 235, Map 25, Parcel 45.00, submitted into the record. Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the applicant's exhibit book, we have a copy of the applicant's preliminary site plan, we have a copy of a DelDOT service level evaluation response letter, we have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, we have a copy of the staff analysis report, we have a copy of a property deed and a legal description for the property, and I would note that we have received zero comments. To provide some background, Mr. Chairman, this is a case that came in through our constable's office. We received a complaint of a business operating without approval. That resulted in an inspection back in January of last year, in 2024, and the issuance of a notice of violation. I'm pleased to report the applicant responded to that notice of violation, appointed their engineer, and that resulted in the current application before you. Thank you.
All right, sir, we thank you. And we recognize Mr. Davidson. I also want to point out, just for those of you who might be listening, is that, you know, when there's a violation, it doesn't necessarily indicate that anyone did anything willful. Often people just don't know what the requirements are. So that's not necessarily a bad thing in our minds. It's just something needs to be made right, and you jumped on it right away. So here we are. All right.
I would also say the commission will take notice of the fact that there's nobody in the audience on this application other than a prior applicant.
Understood.
Yep, well, that's why I'm skipping on video. Yeah.
They might be listening.
They
might be listening.
July 4th weekend is around the corner. I'm just saying.
So I am skipping past my 3-hour presentation, going to the shorter one since
thank you.
Since we are
last. It was like a short form,
yeah. So for the record, my name is Mark Davidson. I am a principal land planner with Pannoni Associates, located just outside of Milton, Delaware. Here tonight to represent this application for Mr. Ryan Brower and the use of his property. And as Mr. Whitehouse has stated, there was a violation that was issued for the use of his business within his property, and then we immediately filed that application and was awaiting to be here today. So this is an application to grant a use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for general trade contracting business with office and storage to be located on a certain parcel line lying and being on the east side of Pettyjohn Road, which has a highway functional classification as a local road, and it's approximately 1.2 miles south of Harbison Road, which is a major collector road, and it's approximately 1 mile north of Route 30, Delaware Route 30, which is also a major collector road. This property does contain 1.73 acres, more or less. Subject property is owned by Mr. and Mrs. Brower, and they've owned it since 2017. However, we'll skip to the very end here. You'll see up in the upper right corner there, the home on this property has been in their family since 1900 and is the original T. Walker family farm dwelling and is registered in the Bureau of Archaeology and Historic Preservation. And under tab two, I provided some history of the historic preservation group has provided for the existing home there. This is their existing house for their family, and the business is located immediately behind this existing house. So the property is currently improved with an existing dwelling, two outbuildings, driveways, parking areas, trash containment, landscaping, domestic well, and a septic system. The property is bordered on the northeast and south by existing agricultural and wooded lands owned by the Tyndall family, which are family members of the Browers. Coincidentally, the Browers are related to the majority of the people that are located along Petty John Road on this side of Petty John Road. So this has been in their family for quite a long time. The property is directly across the street from a recent conditional use application 2496 for Mr. and Mrs. Wade Hudson. That's the one I presented a few weeks ago on behalf of Mr. Hudson. So it's directly, and I do show in the aerial here, this is the application here for Mr. Hudson. And one of Mr. Brower's driveways does line up directly across from that driveway there. This application is also within, as I show on the screens here, within 1 mile of several other conditional uses that are in the area. On the 2045 future land use map in the Sussex Comprehensive Plan, the property is identified for the purposes of future land use as a low density area, which is a rural area. The proposed project is consistent with the guidelines with projects within a low density area, as it provides a place primarily for personal service uses to be developed to serve the needs of a relatively small area, primarily low density and medium density areas. The 2020 Delaware strategies for state policies, this is a level 4 area. This property also provides services for developments and investments levels 1, 2, and 3, which are areas very nearby in the Milton area. This conditional use application is subject to the provisions of articles 4 through 24 and sections 115-22 of the zoning code. We know that the purpose of the conditional use is to provide for certain uses which cannot otherwise be well adjusted in their environment, in particular locations with full protection offered to surrounding properties by the rigid application of the district regulations. Mr. and Mrs. Brower have been in business for over 10 years, offering high quality heating and air conditioning services to Sussex and Kent County areas. They have 10 employees and are looking to grow to add 5 employees to their team. So on the site plan here that we show, I did mention that there are 2 accesses here. There's the private access here that's paved with a driveway that comes to their residence, to the existing residence back here, and they do have an existing garage back here. So they do have an access for their family use. On the opposite side, there's an old farm access, and there's an easement that's deeded to the farmlands to allow the tractors to be able to access that particular, even though they have driveway access further down the road to access the farm field around on the family farm, but there is an easement there. Mr. Brower has designated that area here as an access to get back here. This is a crushed concrete that he's placed down on this property here. It's existing, and to be able to get back to his business, his existing building, pool building back here, an office back here, is located all the way at the rear of the property. So as far back as he could possibly place it. He does have some existing parking spaces for his employees here. There's a couple out front here for the office. He does have two office staff people answering phones and taking orders for the business. There is an existing trash containment area here. He has 2 dumpsters, one for larger boxes, and when air conditioning systems and heating systems are delivered to the site, they break it down and then they put it into a larger dumpster area, and then he has a smaller dumpster area here. And we are proposing that area there to be fenced around there and be screened from the view of the adjacent properties. So heating and air conditioning sales, service, and repair business are generally of a public or semi-public character and is essential and desirable for the general convenience and welfare. Because of the nature of the use, the importance of its relationship to the comprehensive plan, and possible impact on neighboring properties, and it requires the exercise of the planning judgment and on location and site plan. I just went through the site plan, and this is, and again, everything on here is existing. Nothing is being proposed within this at this time on this particular application. The proposed use will not alter the character of the surrounding area in any manner that substantially limits, impairs, or precludes the use of surrounding properties. The property will have access from Prettyman Road via, so the use at the back will have use from this particular entrance here, and then the private residence entrance will remain intact for the property. You can see here how far back the existing dwelling sits, and then the two driveways on either side of the house. So there are no wetlands located on the property. There are no threatened or endangered species on the property. Although for the subdivision applications that were approved this evening preliminarily, water will be in front of this property. It's being brought for those subdivisions across the street. However, this Mr. Brower, he does have a well on site, and he will continue to use that well. But he would have access to public water if ever the time needs that he needed to be able to hook up to that public water. Same with the on-site sewer. With the addition of the two subdivisions across the street, sewer will be in the area for his being able to connect to that sewer system if he chooses. But right now he has an existing septic system right here that the house is connected to, as well as his office is connected to the existing septic system. And the property is not located within any excellent groundwater recharge area. It's not located within any floodplain. It's outside the 500-year floodplain. He is located within the Milton Fire Department service area. And we have submitted some in tab number 4 of the hearing booklet that I've submitted. There are some conditions of approval. I'm just going to go through a couple of them real quick. The use shall be limited to the general trade contracting business with the office and storage as described in the findings of facts that are also located within tab 4. All business and storage will be primarily in the existing one-story with this. In this building back here, this is a one-story, but it does have a second-story mezzanine that's built into this building here. But everything will happen inside. There'll be no outside storage of any of his equipment or materials or anything. To prevent pollution and environmental harm, all used HVAC condensers and equipment will follow all Delaware state laws in removing and recycling of air conditioning units, ensuring proper freon removal and responsible disposal of the unit's components. He does have a sign out front, and he would like it's an unlighted sign out front there, and it is less than 32 square feet at this time, so we're asking for that, a 32 square foot sign per side to be permitted for this application. The hours of operation, Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5 p.m. Saturday, 8 a.m. to 12 p.m., no Sunday hours. All security lighting is downward screened. And then since the farm is, since the use is surrounded by family lands, with no potential development in the future, so the family doesn't intend to develop the farms around here as they continue to farm on that particular side of Pettyjohn Road. So in the event that the adjacent large parcel is developed for residential use, the applicant is to provide consideration to visual aesthetics such as fencing, landscaping, or through other architectural design to minimize visual impacts on neighbors. So what's he asking for is he does have the ability to walk back to the back. I don't show it here, but you can see it here. That's his site. All this wooded area here is all family land, and Mr. Brower does like to hunt, so he would like to continue to be able to have that visual view of the farmland behind him and the wooded areas, and he and his family do like to be able to still continue to walk through those woods and walk the land when they can. So we're asking that the buffer around here, if the lands should ever be developed residentially or otherwise, then he would consider placing some kind of a buffer or screening around the property, around the use. And as I stated, all trash containers and recycling areas will be screened from view of the adjacent properties.
Could I clarify something? Are you saying as part of the conditional use, if the land that's adjoining is developed, you want to put in a fence and screening, like, what's the, what exactly were you offering there? Maybe I'm being dense and didn't.
So right now, you'd like to leave it open.
You want to leave it open for now?
Yes. So traditionally, in conditional use applications, we do all, which you try to provide screening around the, you know, the potential use, but being that this is all family land, and he does have access through the family land to be able to use it, he's saying that if it ever does become developed, that he would be willing to put some kind of visual barrier up. He would want that to protect his lands from adjacent neighbors. So,
so it would be a condition with a condition?
Yes. I did the same thing across the street for Mr. Hudson's application.
Got it.
I did, you know, I offered up that same condition with that, and I believe that condition was carried through in that manner. It's just that Mr. Lauer would, he would like the same.
Okay. I'll tell you what, my street corner sense of justice says that if he's there first, let them put a buffer up. They don't want to look at his place.
Yeah, how are you ever going
to? Yeah. And how are we ever going to enforce that?
Yeah.
How can we, how could we even enforce that?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I appreciate the offer, but.
And there's nothing to stop him from doing it if he chooses to.
Yeah, right. Also. Nothing to stop you from doing it. Nothing says you can't do it. You can do it all day long if you want. I'm a little reluctant to make you do it, you know.
I understand you want the deer to walk on the property.
Okay. No. That concludes my presentation.
All right. Well, let's see if anybody. Let's see if anybody has any questions for you. We'll start with Mr. Collins.
I don't have any other questions. I just wanted to clarify.
Absolutely.
Okay, Ms. Wingate?
No questions.
Mr. Mears?
Just my one typical HVAC question. No used old equipment stored there outside waiting to be recycled?
Yeah.
And I've heard quite a few positive comments about Top Flight Heat and Air on the radio.
Okay.
The young man has an excellent reputation.
Fantastic.
That's all I got.
Okay. All right. Mr. Whitehouse.
None for me, thank you.
Staff, anything? Okay. Counselor.
None for me.
All right. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application, but it doesn't look like it, but we have to ask the question. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2537, Ryan Brower? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2537? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the day to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.